Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm kicking off today's daily editorials with an update from Heliostar Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol HSTR and on the OTCQX under the symbol HSTXF. Chatting with the president and CEO, Charles Funk. Now, Charles, following up on a news release that came out just yesterday, April 6th, it is the first sample results that are reported at this Kumaro project in Mexico. The headline number, 390 grams per ton silver. That was over 1 meter. This is the first work that is being done on this project that the company has undertaken. Give us a little just summary of the goals around this program, the sampling program, and what these initial results are telling you here.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. We share the El Picacho district with Silvercrest, and our claim block, Kumaro, is part of, got the extension of some of the major veins. It's a district in two halves, which I think we'll talk about. But it had received no exploration work. It was previously held by a copper explorer. And so, recognizing the gold and silver potential, we've just commenced a program and announced those first results yesterday. The sort of highlight is the 390 gram silver over 1 meter on a new vein. It's really significant to us because it confirms that in our part of the claim package, you can get high grades. So that combined with the big silver anomaly at Dos Amigos really upgrades the property from a chance of holding ore shoots like we know occurs in the Western Block.
So Charles, one thing that stood out to me in this news release is really in the second paragraph, you outlined that 11 channel and rock samples have returned values greater than 1 gram per ton silver, and this built up an area measuring 500 meters by 600 meters. What's the importance here? 1 gram per ton silver, that's not exactly high grade. It's quite low grade, actually. But why is that important to outline?
Yeah, it's by itself, from an economic perspective, that's not the significance. The district is split in two halves. If you can imagine, the western half is eroded down to the level where the gold, silver, and the veins are all occurring together. Whereas the eastern block, if you can imagine a break in the middle dropping down the eastern block, so that preserves that prospective level a little bit deeper. So at surface, you don't expect many, if any, high-grade samples, but you look for the lower-grade samples that tell you that they're coming from that better zone. For people who have followed the Heliostar story, very, very similar to La Lola, where we're drilling further east. And so the combination of that big area at Dos Amigos and the high-grade samples give us a lot of encouragement to do the next work, to follow up and then step down, ultimately drill testing these targets.
So what is the next work that's going to come out of this project?
Now, the first thing we're doing is going back to the 390 gram sample and seeing what's around it. You know, it's just an outcrop sample of a nice bit of vein. So to work out how wide it could be, there's a bit of cover around there, so a soil survey to expand that. And then we also have a vein in the far west of the block that is drilled up to the property boundary on the Silvercrest side, but it's never been drilled on our side. So additional mapping and sampling, and then following up on those high-grade hits to see where we to get the target to drill-ready stage, and then we'll work out what a drill program looks like and complete that at Kumaro.
Okay. Do you think that you will have a drill on site here by, let's say, the end of this year, sometime in 2021?
Yeah, we're getting forward-looking, but I think the results are looking encouraging enough to go down that path. So we'll walk before we can run. We'll follow up on these good results and get a bit more information. It probably makes sense to do an IP survey as well. So a couple of more intermediate steps. But yeah, we've advanced the project a lot, proving that you can have all-grade mineralization in the first programs. Pretty significant at Kumaro.
Okay, and one of the key aspects here is the relation to that Picacho, El Picacho project that Silvercrest holds. I talk to Silvercrest on a very regular basis, and I understand they are exploring here. What insights can you give us on Silvercrest's program and how you're using some of their results to guide at least a little bit of your early on exploration?
Yeah, when we acquired Kumaro, we had a view of acquiring the whole district. And Unfortunately, we were comprehensively outbid by Silvercrest for the larger, if you can imagine, we've got the Pac-Man bite and they're the Pac-Man shape. And so they released in February that they've got three rigs active on the property. They intercepted the vein with 21 holes and averaged 4 meters width at 8 grams gold. You know, that's only 1.8 kilometers directly along strike from our Picacho ground. So we know the district can have good mineralization over good widths. We know that we've got most of the downthrown block on the east, and now we know that that's got some high grades of mineralization. So leveraging what we know of from Silvercrest and what Silvercrest have announced publicly, you know, we think Picacho is an excellent district that's got a lot of potential, and the two companies in their various perspectives are unlocking that district as we speak.
How many drills does Silvercrest have approximately on their project?
They refer to three rigs active in the February press release.
Overall, then, how will you be using what Silvercrest does to actually further guide your drilling? Obviously, you have to do all the surface work and further isolate your targets, but working off what they're doing because of what looks like your long strike, how can that impact what you guys do here moving forward?
I think the biggest thing for us is it shows you the size of the prize. You know, they've got an ore shoot over 500 meters of strike, a couple of meters at 200 meters vertical. And as I said, I think their best hole was 7 meters true width at 40 grams. So everyone at Silvercrest and at Heliostar know that epithermals form multiple ore shoots in one district. And so there's likely to be more. It's just a matter of doing the exploration work. Both their ground and our ground is historically not been very well explored. So it's significant potential for both groups in the district.
Okay, Charles, let's talk big picture about Heliostar Metals, because there is a lot of work going on. We've been getting some recent news out of the projects in Mexico, and this was the first news from this Comoro project. But there is also the project, the Unga project up in Alaska, that has a more established resource on it. Where's the balance of work, and what's the balance of news flow moving forward?
Yeah, it's one thing that we're very happy with in the company, that there's so many catalysts. The drilling that's ongoing at La Lola, the work here at Cumbro and also Negro make up our Mexican projects. And you'll see news continuing from Mexico for the next sort of 6 to 8 weeks. In the meantime, we announced before Easter that we'd remobilize to Unga. So we're starting our drill program there with three drill rigs, and we'll continue to be extremely active up there, and we'll start to get results likely from mid to late May onwards. So, you know, Unga's clearly our flagship because it's so much more advanced. But any one of these, through surface work or particularly drilling, could create that sort of value-changing proposition. Either success on the deeper holes at La Lola or drilling here at Cumbro, or the fact that we have three open intersections on different targets at Unga. There's lots of ways for us to make a significant change to our valuation with the portfolio that we have and the work programs that we're doing.
All right. Well, Charles, we'll wrap it up here. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Charles to address those, and we will follow up as more news hits the market, which, again, sounds like you guys are going to be pretty busy, and we should consistently be getting some news to keep on covering. So, Charles, I appreciate the update. I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I'll chat with you again on the back of some more news.
Thank you, Corey, and everyone who's listening.